Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Praise God, praise God. Amen. I'm your host, Dr. Clarice Cheney.
Co-host, Brother Americus Cheney.
Amen. Go ahead. Praise God, panel.
Apostle J.L. Reed.
Amen.
Prophet Walter Evans.
Pastor Terrence Sapp.
Brother Fidel, a.k.a. the Bald Eagle in the house.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. We're excited to be before you today. Amen. Praise God. We got an awesome topic we're going to talk about today to encourage the people of God. The best is yet to come. I mean, you know, the best is yet to come.
Yes.
Amen. Just thinking on that makes me excited today. Amen. In Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, the 8th verse says the end of a thing is better than the beginning. Amen. Amen. How many of you know that this is your season for a breakthrough and a blessing? Amen. Yes. This is your season for healing, your season for a financial increase. Amen. A season for your debts to be paid off. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is the season. Amen.
Amen.
And in this season, you should be expecting to see God move. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There is hope in your future. Your best days are not behind you. Your best days are ahead of you. Amen. And regardless of the situation which may be going, you may be going through, you need to understand that your best days are ahead of you. Amen. Rather than behind you. I always like to say, look forward with confidence and back without regret. Amen. So praise God. We got an awesome panel here today. They're going to be a blessing to you today. Praise God. And we're going to expound on the best is yet to come to encourage the people of God. Amen. And the first question, amen, that I'm going to ask, amen, Apostle, praise God, Apostle. Praise God, Apostle Cheney, my husband, amen. Apostle, can you just explain to us, amen, just about hope, praise God. Can you expound on hope and faith and how it linked together?
Well, hope, the Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Mm-hmm. When we understand the prerequisite of operating as faith is hope.
Yes.
And hope is nothing but the promises of God. When we have the promises of God, that's hope. Our faith activates those promises to come into our now.
Amen.
You know, and so the Bible say Abraham did not consider in the deadness of his own body, not being wicked in faith, and then the deadness of Sarah's body, but yet had hope against hope. That God mm-hmm. called those things which not as though they were.
Come on now.
So the Lord loves you.
Yes, yes. Love it. Amen. Amen. Go ahead. Praise God. Apostle Fidel, I'm going to start out with you. Amen.
Yeah. You know, bless the Lord. When you just mentioned hope, you know, in mm-hmm. the English vernacular, sometimes we don't really get a true understanding of what the word is saying. Sometimes when we use the word hope, it's in a way, well, you know, I hope I get the job. Maybe I'll get it. Maybe mm-hmm. I won't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But that word hope in the New Testament, the Greek word elpizo, means to expect, to confide, to trust in God with joy. So it speaks of the certainty. It's not a willy-nilly thinking it might happen. When our hope and our trust is in God, we can expect the best. Amen?
Amen. Amen. That was amen. Amen. Go ahead, Prof. Go ahead. I'm calling you a prophet today. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Pastor Sel.
Hallelujah.
Thank Hallelujah.
God for beautiful input.
Yes.
Just lead me right into Jeremiah 29 and 11. Mm.
Yes, yes.
When you, the best is yet to come, is knowing what God is best is for us. And you know what Jeremiah 29:11 says. He know the thoughts.
Come on now. Yes. Plans. Come on. Yes.
Not of good.
Yes.
And not of evil.
Love
to do
it.
What the apostle said, to give us an expected end.
Yes.
End that we yes. can look forward to. And so, yes. But it's knowing, I believe, knowing what the will of God is for an individual. We can we can rest right there in our faith.
My God. Thank you, Jesus. Awesome. Amen. Go ahead, prophet.
Now, the Bible says in the book of Romans, it says that, and this we do know,
that all things work together for the good to those who love the Lord and to those who are called according to his purpose. So what do we know and how do we know it? We know it because of hope. We believe. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that are not seen. But it begins with hope. God knows that we have an expectancy that it's going to work for our good.
Yes.
Amen.
He's working behind the scenes. In the Torah, it talks about when she went before the king, she said, if I perish, let me perish.
Yes.
Esther went with hope, believing. She had went on a fast.
Come on.
She went before the king, unannounced, off. The hand wasn't extended, but she went anyway because she believed and she had hope.
Yes.
Hope is, this is a message today of encouragement.
Yes.
Encouraging you that although you've been through what they say, the hockey sticks.
Amen.
Although you've been through it all, your name's been talked about, just like Jesus, there's a better end. God knows the end from the beginning.
Yes.
But he has to take you through the process. The process is what we've been going through.
Yes.
The making and the molding. Oh, the transformation. When we go through, when a butterfly goes through transformation, or the worm, to become the butterfly, there's a lot of change going on, a metamorphosis.
Amen.
And that's what we're talking about. The best is yet to come.
That is awesome. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Go ahead, Pastor Reed. Amen.
Amen. The best is yet to come. I like what you said.
Yes.
A process. We want to get to the end before we even start. And with the best is yet to come, we're going to have to go through a process.
A metamorphosis
is the word you use. And with the example you gave with the butterfly, we got to remember it starts off crawling before it could fly.
My God.
Amen. And I want to add, this scripture is found in the book of Ephesians, and all of us, we should understand this or know this particular scripture. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Yes.
And we have to know that we have season, but in that season there's time, there's chronos, chronos, and there's kairos. There's things that will try to erupt us with adversities and try to detour our destiny and to bring us into another place that is not presented by God and is not given by God. But how many know that is out there that what God have spoke to you, he's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he got to repent. If he tells you, then you're going to come to your assignment. You're going to come in your destiny, your appointed time.
Yes.
So just bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. So now we know, amen, that hope is the platform with faith operates. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Now it's important to recognize that God's word cannot fail. Amen. Y'all just heard the panel say, God's word cannot fail. His word holds true. God is not taken by surprises when things happen. Praise God. Amen. His word produces results always. And it's not subject to circumstances. Amen. Amen. He releases his word despite the circumstances that we might be facing. And it's because he knows the thoughts and the plans that he has already made for us. Amen.
Amen.
That many times, many things have been happening. Different things have been happening in this season. And people have been asking God, why me? Why is this happening to me? Amen. Praise God. Guess what? God loves you. Amen. And the panel are going to expound on today on also why God wants to do good to us. Amen. Why he wants to do good to us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to, amen, start out, amen, with Apostle Fidel again. Why God wants to do good to us. Amen.
Amen. Because the Bible said God is love.
Yes.
And love is not something that seeks its own. It's not puffed up. It's not selfish.
Yes,
that's
yes.
why I believe the most pivotal scripture in the Bible around which all other scriptures hang is John 3:16. I mean, we don't hear people talk about it a lot. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that he that believeth in him, the son, should not perish, but should have everlasting life, right? So
yes.
God is love. His essence is love, and God always wants to demonstrate that love. Even while we were yet sinners, Paul said, he sent Christ to die for us. I mean, in the world system, love is always conditional based on what an individual can give. And the measure of love is based on what's expected to be returned. But God says, even when we were in our most wretched condition, he gave the best for us.
Yeah.
That agapeo love.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And it motivates us. Paul said that love constrains us. It's like it captures us now, and it compels us to do good and to love others, not based on what they can do for us or based on how much money they have and how much influence they have, but just based on the fact that we know that we have so much of it in our hearts, because the love of God shines abroad in our hearts, that we know it's to be shared and shared with those that can't even return it. Amen?
Amen. And I'm going to add to that. That's so powerful, Apostle. It says in Romans 9:38-32, it said, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. Hear this, beloved, those that are listening. How will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Not some things, but all things.
Come on, come on.
Pastor Sapp.
Go ahead. Glory, glory.
It just goes back to the knowing the mind of God and knowing the will of God. Again, as the apostle just explained, that he commended his love. He demonstrated, he expressed his love towards us, that while we was yet sinners.
Come on.
While we was yet in our sinful state.
Yes.
This process had already been completed for us. He just loved to do good because we are of him. Amen.
Amen.
God just loves us that much.
Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen.
Apostle Reed.
Amen.
Amen.
Now the Bible says that the goodness of God lead men to repentance.
Yes, yes.
So God's being good to us to bring us to a place to repent.
Come on now.
Wherever God is, there's liberty and there's goodness.
Yes.
We say he's good, but he's being good all the time.
All the time. Awesome. Amen.
Amen. I believe the answer to that is, piggybacking off my apostle.
Yes.
Is that God loved us so much that he gives us and loves us even when we didn't even deserve it.
Come on. Yes.
We can never repay God for everything that he has done for us. So it's because of his love. So we owe God. We owe God. We owe God. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
I just wanted to add something quickly that, you know, an expression of love is giving the best, right?
Yes.
Because that's what we're talking about. God gave us heaven's best for our salvation.
Yeah.
Right? That's the sign of true love, where you're willing to give your best. We love our children. We want them to have our best.
Yes.
We love our spouses. We want them to have the best. So love motivates us and compels us now to give our best, to the point of even a willingness to lay down our lives, right? Because that's what Christ did to X. So love is not what said. Love is what's done. That's why it's a verb. It's an action word. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. And somebody, I just felt prompted by the Spirit of the living God. Somebody that's listening right now need to understand, irrespective of where you are and how you feel, God loves you with an everlasting love. He's not condemning you. He sent heaven's best for you. And all you need to do is open up your heart accept the love of God, which was fully manifested in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen. Amen. My God, glory, glory to God. Glory to God. God loves us. Amen. And he wants to always do good to us. Amen. Praise God. Now, as long as we live in this earthly body, amen, we're going to have two possible options arise in our situation. It's going to be a natural reality. Amen. And it's going to be a heavenly reality. Praise God. Remember Abraham and Sarah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, Abraham was old in age. Praise God. And dead. So thinking of him having a child. Come on now. And Sarah, we know, praise God, that she was past the age as well. But the promises that God made to them, praise God. Think about it. Sarah was at least 90-91 when she had the baby, when she had Isaac. Amen. And Abraham had to have been 100 years old, praise God. But you know what? They never, lack hope. They never let that hope go away now. Now, one time they did, praise God, they did at one time, praise God. But amen, they still, Abraham still refused to let go of what God has promised him. That's how we have to be today. Amen. When God promised you something, you got to stand on it no matter what it looked like. Amen?
Amen. Don't I wanted to say this other scripture, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. Now, this is going to help those that understand.
Yes.
The Bible says this is according to God also in his desire to show more convincingly. Mm. This is the ESV. And beyond doubt to those who were to inherit the promises, the unchangeableness of his purpose and plan towards us, or his oath, 18 verse. Mm-hmm. This was so that by two unchangeable things, his promise and his oath, in which it is impossible for God ever to prove false or deceive us,
yes,
we who have fled to him for refuge might have mightily indwelling strength and strong encouragement to grasp and hold fast the hope appointed and set before us. Beloved, God hasn't lied. If he promised you something, the best is yet to come. He's created all things.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's the one that took hold of Leviathan. And he said, is my hand too short that I cannot save or deliver? What he told you that will come to pass, as long as you have faith, which is a common denominator, beloved, it will and it shall come to pass.
Oh, man, that is awesome. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
I'd like
Amen.
To add something to yes. Pastor Cheney, if I can. James chapter 1, I believe verse 3, talks about knowing this, that the trying of your faith, the thing that is being tested and being tried in a believer's life, is our faith. But it says, knowing this, that the trying of our faith going to work is something out for our good.
Yes.
It's going to produce some patience. It's going to produce some good fruit in our life. But so the understanding that our faith will be tried.
Yes.
But God said in his word that many of the afflictions of the righteous. But this is what we have to know. Knowing this, that God will bring us out of every affliction.
Come on now.
Because of our faith in the word of God.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And that's what we got to hold on to. Knowing that our faith will always be on trial. Thank you,
Lord. Man, that is awesome. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is not a man that he shall lie.
Glory.
A human that he shall change his mind. Amen.
Glory.
He did not lie to Abraham. He did not lie to Sarah. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have to still continue to hope and believe God for his promises. God has promised you, some of you, something today. Healing, increase in finances, amen. Meeting everything. You got to believe God, amen.
Amen.
Praise God, no matter what the doctors say. Who report do you believe?
And you can't respond to the circumstance, neither the situation. You have to respond by faith. And remember, beloved, the enemy will try to measure your faith position.
Yes, yes.
I want y'all to catch that. He'll try to measure your faith position. And so, but you're more, we're more than a conqueror.
Yes, yes.
Through him that loves us and through Christ Jesus.
Yes, that is awesome. Amen. Praise the Lord.
We also must remember that our right now is not our future.
Come on now.
Our right now is just what that is, right now.
Yes, yes, yes,
if
yes.
You just wait 10 seconds, you'd already done moved from your right now.
Amen.
Just
thank
10
you,
seconds.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So what you see right now is just right now.
Right now.
That's your reality right now. But God has more for us, more love. There's nothing we can do that will stop God from loving us.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
There's nothing we can do that can stop our future. I know we're into this reality show. Well, the reality of the matter is that God loves you.
Yes.
And he wants the best for you. And the best is on its way.
Woo, hallelujah.
All you got to do is just not get caught up into what your eyes can see.
Come on.
Get it caught up what your ears can
not
hear.
Not like that. Come on now.
Get caught up in what's in your pocket. You just got to believe God, even when you can't see it.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I tell you, there's such an anointing in the studio
right now. Yes.
And Apostle Reed was touching on something profound when he said now, and that's a great segue for Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is
Come on.
Faith, it's not faith was or faith is going to be. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but it's also the evidence of things not seen. Now, that word substance now is made up of a compound word, right?
Come on now.
Hupo, which means under or beneath, and histemi means to stand. So now the believer now is standing on Christ, the solid rock, because all of the ground is sinking sand. And we understand that faith is not something philosophical or theoretical. Faith is substantive. Faith is something that you, the faith in Christ is something that you can take to the bank.
Yes,
your situation can't cause it to diminish. And let me just say this before I turn it back over. Faith demonstrates to the eye of the mind that which is not readily seen by the eye of the body. Faith is a firm expectation and persuasion that God is going to do exactly what he promised to
do. Come on.
Wow. Hallelujah. I want to say this really quickly, then I'm going to shut up. And it's going to bless you. The man of God just blessed you. Amen. All of us, we just... When you understand hope, when faith comes up, it's assurance. Mm-hmm. So when you understand the promises of God, faith comes. Mm-hmm. James put it like this right here. He said, now... That's why he said that if you show me your faith, I'll show you my works. Mm-hmm. Because when you believe in the hope and the blessings of God, faith shows up. So when you really believe, faith shows up, and it assures you that God will bring those things to pass according to his word. It has to be predicated on God's word. Don't never just have this wishful thinking. And then when you believe it, when you stand on God's word, heaven and earth have to pass by. But my word shall not fail.
My God. It's awesome. Amen. Now. Hallelujah.
You had to preach right there.
Amen. Praise Jesus. God. Amen. Now, you know, God won't stop finishing what he started in us. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to ask amen. The panel just expound on that. He won't stop finishing what he started in us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody want to expound on that? He won't stop finishing the plans he has for our lives. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Go ahead, Apostle.
You know, the Bible said he, God, who has begun a good
that
work.
That was just my spirit.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, so what God has begun is good, right? When God, even though in the beginning in Genesis, when you look, in the beginning, you know, the earth was without form and void. The Spirit of the Lord began to move upon the face of the deep. And God said, let there be. And light came into being. And God looked at the light. He separated from the darkness. And he saw that it was good. So when God starts something, it is always good.
Always.
Yes,
even
Lord.
If
yes,
it looks
yes.
negative,
come on
it is
then.
Good. But it is going to find its culmination in the fact that it is going to be the best when God finishes with it. Because there's no lack or there's no, you know. James said, every good and every perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variableness nor shadow of turning. So, you know, God found us in a wretched state when he saved us. But once salvation came, something good started, right? And when God finishes it, we are going to be the best that we could ever hope to be in this life. So God's going to continue to perform his work in us until the day of the Lord Jesus. What is that day? Until Christ, the hope of glory, is fully formed in us. Amen?
Jesus.
Amen. Yes. Praise God. I'm going to kind of switch over right now. I'm going to talk about Prophet Ezekiel real quick. Praise the Lord. And so you can be an encouragement to the people. You know, Prophet Ezekiel in the Valley of Dry Bones. God asked him the question, where the bones that was exceedingly dry could live again. He said, Lord, you know. God, however, instructed him to speak to the bones, and the bones responded. Many times our problems stem from us having given up on God. And this allowed the enemy to have his way. Praise God. Amen. And the evidence of the dry bones bring about restoration. Praise God. Can someone just expound on that for the people of God? Because someone today, amen, have lost all hope. Praise God. How can they go back and tell them you got to speak to those dry bones and tell them to live? Amen.
Goes back to understanding what God's will is.
Yes.
When God, Apostle just said it earlier, he spoke these things in existence for us.
Yes, yes.
It's a prayer that I pray in the morning.
Yes.
My wife and I, when I pray, I ended up and I say, this day that God made. He didn't make it for him. He made it for me.
Mm-hmm. Glory.
And he gave me dominion over this day.
Woo! Yes.
So I speak to the day to serve me and my wife well. Amen. So I expect to, for my children and my wife and whomever else is in my family to return home because he promised. He gave me dominion.
Come on. He walking in faith.
The authority over these things.
Love it.
So we just have to know what the word of God says.
And yes.
And I'm going to say this also. Jesus said something, and he was about to go to the cross. He said, time is now for me to glorify you, and you glorify thy son. And so what he was talking about, he obeyed the Father's will even unto death.
Yes.
See, when we understand what that walk is all about, it's about obeying the Father. Hallelujah. The will
Hallelujah.
Of God.
Hallelujah.
God is the God of the living. And not the dead.
Come on. Yes.
And as long as you have breath, as long as you have blood running, and I know it's cliche, but it's real, the opportune time when God speaks to you, no matter what going on, don't never think negative or allow the enemy to put in your mind.
Come on now.
Negative thoughts of fear, looking at the opposition more than what God can do.
Amen.
Put yourself into the care of the Lord. And watch what God, the Most High God, would do.
Amen. There is hope in your future. Your best days is not behind you. Your success and achievements of the past is nothing compared to what life lies ahead of you. We must never come to the place where you're not looking forward to the fulfillment of God's promises over your life. Amen.
Amen.
When you walk with God, guess what? The best is yet to come. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And you be blessed. Praise the Lord. Go ahead.
Apostle. Amen. Join us tomorrow at Pure in Heart.
Amen.
Lim Turner Road.
Yes, yes.
Pure in Heart.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
What time?
2 o'clock installation service for Apostle John Reed for Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship. The pastors, there is none other than the powerful woman of God herself, Dr. Latonya, Apostle Latonya Turner.
Amen.
Bless you.
Let me give you the address once again for those of you who didn't catch it. 8672 Lem Turner Road, Pure in Heart Deliverance and Outreach Ministries International. It is going to be phenomenal tomorrow afternoon at 2. Amen.
And our homeless would be none other than Pastor Terrence Sapp of Chapel Hope. Thomas Chapel,
Church of God by Faith.
Amen. Amen. Well, blessings until
Glory.
Next time.
Blessings. Amen. You be blessed.
Ooh, that was awesome.
Oh, my God. Y'all got
Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.